Hey friends.
How's it going?
Today we are sharing Ashton and Clay's engagement session that we shot last week at Maymont Park here in Richmond and then finished somewhere really fun.
Yes.
Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, Clay.
Thanks.
So Ashton and Clay, when we first met them at the front of Maymont Park, they actually brought their dog.
Oops.
And we normally say, we have like a little blurb about bringing their dogs and all that kind of stuff, but we didn't know they were bringing their dog. They brought their dog. We did a couple photos right at the front of Maymont.
Maymont was completely empty last Thursday.
There were like six cars in the parking lot.
And like
maybe six.
No one there. Like yeah. I we actually thought it might be closed.
I was actually surprised that the shaved ice truck was there.
I know.
There's no way he was like he made money that afternoon because there was nobody.
Well, it is just shaved ice.
That's true. It costs nothing to fair point. I'll allow that.
It doesn't take a lot of time to make money.
He's like one of the six people, right?
Right.
That was him.
Was the Kona truck.
Yeah.
No, seriously. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. But their dog was so cute. Mm-hmm. What kind of dog is that?
Like a white lab or something?
Oh my God. She was
beautiful.
Freaking adorable.
Yeah.
Full
of energy.
Yeah.
Name's Lucy.
Lucy.
Really cute.
Usually we say I bring dogs at the end of the session so you have a chance to warm up. But since we didn't know Lucy was going to make an appearance, we had to like just jump straight into it.
Mm-hmm.
And
turned out it wasn't a problem because
not a problem at all.
Ashton and Clay know exactly what to do.
Yeah, they were adorable
yeah.
the entire time.
They were.
But so was their dog.
That's true. Yeah.
She was so cute. She like 6 weeks old, is that what they said?
No, not 6 weeks. Oh. 5 months, they said.
Wow, I was way off.
Yeah, I don't know that you can get a six-week-old dog unless you birth it yourself.
Weeks.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, it's 5 months. I'm pretty sure they said 5 months.
6 weeks. That was stupid of me. I understand that was not smart. Anyways, she was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that she was able to come.
Yeah.
So we took a few. They had a friend come and be able to take Lucy.
His
so
best man, actually.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool to meet one of the groomsmen ahead of time.
Yeah. So we were able to do the rest of their session, or the rest of the
first
half of their session, at Maymont. Maymont closes at 7 p.m. in
mm-hmm.
the summer. So whenever people pick Maymont as a summer engagement session location, we kind of always have to have another spot to go to so that we can like be in that optimal light time,
mm-hmm.
In the 2 hours before sunset.
Yeah.
So we shot at Maymont, and we did, their flowers were like out of control.
Yeah.
Like,
the garden
so gorgeous.
Was beautiful.
So, like, there's two gardens that we really love at Maymont. It's kind of like our two go-to spots. We shoot right at the, like, horse cottage house.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
is that?
I don't know. But, yeah, the old, like, converted
stables.
Horse stables. Yeah. There's, like, a walking path to get to the backside of them.
Like, right past the fountain. It's one
mm-hmm.
of our favorite locations. And it was just, like, booming with gorgeous flowers.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that in like 95 degree heat,
right,
some of the flowers would be struggling. They were not.
Yeah.
Like it looked gorgeous. And then we were like, okay, well, we took a lot of flower pictures. Should we take the time to go down to like the rose garden? The
yes.
answer was yes.
Yes, the answer
it was
yes.
very worth it because it was gorgeous down there. I
yeah.
mean, like everything was in full bloom.
Yeah.
It looked so pretty. I was worried that we were like past optimal flower season.
Yeah,
but we were not.
I don't understand. I mean, you just said this, but like those flowers, especially in the rose garden, they're not in shade at all for the whole day.
Yeah.
They're in a full sun.
Right.
So I don't know how they. I mean, I've never seen anybody water them while they're walking by.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
or they have like their own, internal watering irrigation system
their
or something.
Staff at Maymont must just be like.
But even the staff weren't there today. Like,
I literally saw no one. I saw like two other photographers.
Right. One of which we knew.
Hey, Jess.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was gorgeous, and a lot of times we won't shoot right in that garden because it is always in full sun. Mm-hmm. So unless we're there right at sunset, it's kind of a harsh area, or if it's like overcasty. But we just went for it because it was so pretty today.
We did.
And they're some of my favorites. I love them.
Yeah. We had a little bit of cloud cover. I mean, it was very faint, but yeah it was beautiful. I loved it.
And then, oh, yeah. What?
No, I was going to go to the next location because wanted to say
it.
No,
you said it. Well, it was so, like, when I say it was hot, like, it was so hot, like, just uncomfortable.
There wasn't
humidity,
really much of a breeze.
Like, ugh. Yeah. And so it was kind of nice that my mom closed at 7 so that we could get in our cars and an air conditioner for
take
a minute.
A break.
And we drove to Scoop.
Yes.
Which is such a cute little ice cream shop in Richmond on Strawberry Street. And we went to Scoop. It was a little unfortunate because they're only allowing 4 people into Scoop at a time. And so we were able to take like... literally a minute
inside.
Of pictures inside while they were ordering their ice cream. And then we had to leave because there was a line out. But even those, I think, turned out great in like literal 60 seconds.
Right. Yeah. It was beautiful. Scoop is right, as Laura said, on Strawberry Street. There's a lot of other like buildings next to it that are really cute too.
Yeah.
There's like a bakery we didn't know was there.
Mm-hmm.
But so after doing some inside, we decided to take just a few outside. They've actually made one of those, which we should have.
Yeah, like the parkette or something.
Yeah, it's like where they've taken a couple parking spots.
Parklet? I don't know.
Where they've taken a couple parking spots and made like a little bench area. And this one's actually really cute because the way it's set up, they have these two umbrellas and they have like a U-shaped seating area. So it's much larger than you expect.
Yeah, they did a good job with
it. So we took some there, them sitting there. Like,
but there was
Scoop
a surprisingly ton of people there.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess because it's so hot, ice cream is a good thing to do.
Right.
But everybody's sitting outside, like, your ice cream would melt in, like, a minute.
Real quick, yeah.
Like, it was actually hard to take pictures because they had to keep eating their ice cream because it was just melting all over their hands.
Yeah. Well, it got busier as the evening went because they're open until, like, 10, I think I saw on the tape.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So...
Anyways, they turned out really cute, but
it
was like lightning fast at Scoop because it was so hot, ice cream was melting, and there were a ton of people.
Yeah.
But it was still so adorable, and I really want to be able to go back when we can actually shoot inside some, because they have so many cute little details in that teeny tiny little ice cream shop.
Maybe we need to go when it's like noon or something, where
right.
it's too hot, and one's out
no
getting
one will
ice
be
cream.
There.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Maybe we can convince someone to do that.
Next
if
time.
You're interested...
Let us know.
Yeah.
Anyways, enjoy some of our very favorites from this crazy hot but adorable day.
Congrats, you guys.